G'day guys, and welcome to a special episode of the Geocaching Down Under podcast. I am your host, C. Michel. You can download this podcast from iTunes, Stitcher and TuneIn. And a big shout out, as always, goes to our friends at gsf.com.au for all your support of this podcast and geocaching in general. And today, guys, I'm coming to you live from Parkville, Victoria. Now, let's see what geocaches we can chat to during this podcast. So stay tuned and we'll see who actually got on this podcast. Who's going to come and say g'day? Someone, please, please come and say g'day. I'm over here. Hello, it's C. Michel. I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm over here. Oh, wow. After 10 hours drive, I finally made it. We're here at a Lawn Bowls event. It's actually the Friday night Lawn Bowls event. And I'm going to go walk around. It's great. There's lots of people here. There's probably about a good 100 or so people here milling around, having something to eat, having a beverage. I'm about to actually crack one myself. And let's see who I can talk to. Oh, I see someone right now. Okay, guys, I've got someone here in the know, and it's actually Giono. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. Mate, so you're from up Armidale, is that correct?
Yeah, Urala, little tiny place called Urala. Yep, near Armidale.
Oh, perfect. So when did you start your trek all the way down here to Victoria?
We left about 6:30 Saturday afternoon, yeah, and only went 170k and camped the night, and next few days, we got here Thursday, about lunchtime, yeah.
Ah, perfect. So, camping and caching all the way down?
Yeah, we just pull up in the free camps and do a few caches, but not that many, because it was a fair way to come.
Now, I think I've met you a couple of times before, but I know your name very, very well. Everyone knows Giono. How did you get the name Giono?
Oh, it's just the first part of my name, Jeff, and the first part of the wife's name, Nola. Yeah.
Ah, perfect. So you're the Geo and she's the No.
Yeah, No.
I love it, mate. Well, have a great event. You're here for the whole weekend, yeah?
Yep.
Perfect. So I'll see you around. And what sort of things are you looking forward to this weekend? Is it the caching? Is it the meeting people? What is it?
Yeah, well, we sort of looked at it, being in the city, so we've just bought our bikes. We haven't got a car. We just got the motorhome, and yeah, we're just going to ride everywhere. Yeah,
perfect. Well, what a beautiful location to ride the bikes, mate. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy yourself. Yeah,
thank you. Bye.
Okay, guys, I found two other very much infamous, is that infamous? I'm not sure, but they're geocaches within New South Wales. We have none other than Peter from P Press, and also the other half, the better half of Di Morgan. How you going, boys?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Great, good to see. Now, how long did it take you guys to get down here? Did you come down from Port Macquarie Way?
Yeah, probably 4 days, I'm guessing. Yeah, 4 days.
Yeah, we did it about five because we did a few detours to get some nice challenge caches along the way. And also we went up to Mount Gibraltar in Mittagong to get a Osmar challenge. Trying to keep up with you to get that JASMA challenge.
Oh, that's right, the OSMA. It's the JASMA, but the Australian version. That's right, yeah.
That's it. So that was a nice, easy one. Had to tow the van up there, though. That was a little bit hard. That was probably the hardest bit.
Now, we've all heard about Peter's indiscretions, shall we say, with his van. Did you have any on the way here this weekend?
Not with a van, but the car might have to have a little bit of attention.
What's happened this time with the car?
Oh, the suspension seems to want to do its own thing, so I have to go and get that checked out.
Now, I don't know about you, but I think personally, all it is just the loose nut behind the wheel. What do you reckon?
Absolutely. He's always got problems. I don't know why, but I think he creates his own problems.
He does. Do you have any problems with your rig when you're driving along?
No, Pajero Sports, best car out.
Yeah. Goes nowhere off-road, but anyway, it's okay.
All right, gentlemen, thanks very much for the chat. Anyway, you enjoy your weekend. Before you go, though, what are you most looking forward to for this weekend? Is it the caches? Is it the people? I'll start with Di Morgan.
Didn't give me a chance to think about it.
All right, I'll start with P-Press.
All right, of course it's with the people, and we haven't seen a lot of these guys for ages, so it's great to see them all here. But also we're looking forward to those lab caches.
Oh, that's right. We've got 20. Is that right? 20 lab caches to do this weekend. So what do you reckon about the lab caches then?
Great. I didn't know they were even going to happen. But the cycle trails, to me, are the best things out. I love the cycle trail.
Yes. And it is a great location for getting on the push bike too. All right, gentlemen, you enjoy the night anyway and have another beer for me. Cheers.
See you in Ballina.
All right, guys, I now have some Canberrians himself, none other than Darkside Dan and Blue Iris. How are you going, Darkside Dan?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Awesome.
Great to see. So when did you guys actually leave to get down here?
Wednesday afternoon.
And it's right now Friday, so it took you the full 2 days?
Oh, yeah, we have. We've been really busy going to the aquarium and the botanic gardens and having a lot of fun doing some virtuals there. So, yeah, it's been great.
Oh, lucky you said virtuals. I'm thinking you do botanic gardens and stuff. You've got to do some caching, of course. And knowing Darkside Dan, he does get a lot, doesn't he?
He does. He's got some pretty big goals to get. And we're also going to Tasmania as well to extend that. So he's going to claim Tasmania.
Oh, so you're going Tassie. When are you planning on going Tassie?
Sunday, straight after the Mega.
Oh, sweet. So this is basically just a road trip, a massive big road trip for you guys to go. So and so you're flying over from here?
We're going on the ferry. We're driving.
Oh, sweet. There's no movable caches on the ferry. That's the problem. So what sort of things are you looking at getting in Tasmania? Has he told you what you're getting in?
The oldest cache near Launceston, I think, and probably a few earth caches, maybe. Yeah.
And all the virtuals.
And all the virtuals. How many virtuals are there in Tasmania?
I think there's about seven all up, or five or seven.
Sweet, sweet. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to your meal and your drinks. How is it so far? How is the weather put on for us for this Mega so far? It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
All right, guys. Well, thanks very much for the chat anyway, and I'll see you around the traps. And if not, though, enjoy Tasmania, yeah?
Yeah, we definitely will enjoy. We'll let you know how it goes.
Sweet, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, guys, I've just come inside now from outside. It's a bit quieter in here. However, I'm telling you right now, the phones are out, Cashley is on, they're all discussing their puzzles, etc. Now, who have I got here discussing puzzles? We've got Jack's team.
Hello.
And sorry, what was your cash name again?
Gemma Sistema.
Oh, that's right. I met you this morning. I should have remembered that. So what are you discussing, ladies, on your Cashley app?
We are looking at the handbag series.
Oh, is that the new gel? Who put that gel out?
Sharky Fan did.
Oh, well done. So have you actually solved all the puzzles?
Mm-hmm.
And you expect to get them this weekend?
No, not me. I will be on the Mega site helping all weekend.
Oh, that's right. Committee members, see, they do nothing. They never actually go out and cash. All they do is sit inside and work tirelessly to make sure that the whole thing goes to plan. So in that case, then, is everything going to plan so far?
So far, I skipped out early to get here to set this event up. So hopefully, when I get back, it should all be sorted.
Perfect. Let me just say this. It's a lovely event, and you've turned the weather on beautifully outside. Absolutely gorgeous. They're all out there. They're loving their beverages, and they're loving all the sausage sizzle and everything else that's going on. So thank you very much for the weekend, and enjoy yourself, okay?
Thank you very much.
And thank you to Jack's team as well.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, still inside here, and it's good actually being inside because I get people as they come to the bar, and who have we got coming to the bar all the way from South Australia, none other than Firesafe. How you going, mate?
No worries. How's it going, Craig?
Yeah, good, good. Now, I see you've got a nice cold beer in your hand. Have you been busy these last few days?
We're definitely busy today. Headed up to Mount Disappointment to grab a few caches so I could get up to my latest milestone.
Wow. And so tell me, Matt, I've heard about this Mount Disappointment. I haven't done it myself, but I've heard there's a few caches up there. Am I right?
There are hundreds up there.
Really? Like a full power trail? I'm going to have to get up there.
Every 180 metres, there's a cache.
Oh, wow, wow. So you were saying before, you come up to a milestone for this Mega event. What's your milestone for this Mega?
Well, I actually thought I was going to make a 20,000 milestone, but then I went up to the muster up in Queensland and got 20,000 for that. So then made the, that was 6 weeks ago, I thought, well, 21,000 has got to be the next one. So the last 6 weeks I've been madly grabbing another 1,000 caches, but I was 100 short yesterday. So up to Mount Disappointment today and got that extra 100 I needed.
And said, wow, it definitely didn't disappoint, did it? So tell me, you 20,000 in Queensland 6 weeks ago, in this next 6 weeks you've got another 1,000 and you're hitting 21,000 at this Mega in Parkville. Wow, that's incredible. When did you actually start caching?
Oh, not that long ago. 2002, actually.
2002? Oh, wow, wow. Well, you're looking well. You're looking still young for a 2002 cacher anyway. What are you enjoying so far about this event down here in Parkville?
The beer's cold. That's good.
And what about the push bikes? Apparently, you've got to do a lot of things on push bikes down here. Is your push bike ready?
Well, it's still attached to the caravan. It's been attached to the caravan now for 3 years. I checked it this morning and the tyres are flat. So I've got to pump them up and see if they're actually going to stay up. Otherwise, it might be a lot of walking.
And so when was the last time you were actually on a push bike?
It's probably been, 3 years ago, actually, when the bike went on the back of the caravan, yeah.
So. Sweet, sweet. Well, you enjoy the weekend anyway, and congratulations on your 21,000 milestone. That's incredible, mate. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Greg.
Again, guys, here I am standing at the bar, and who? None other than Snappy Tomcats, John, and he's all the way from geostuff.com.au. That's geostuff.com.au. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So have you partaked in a beverages yet?
Yeah, I've had a couple.
Good stuff. So you've come all the way over here from South Australia. Now tell me, you've got one of the geo stalls here at the mega event. Did you bring it like a semi trailer? What's your travel things like?
No, the Colorado was very, very full, and overflowed a little bit into the caravan.
So you don't have a trailer? It's in your van, your car, and your caravan.
In the caravan, yeah.
So what do you sleep on? Do you sleep on trackables at night?
Oh no. There was only a couple of tubs in the caravan, so we sort of pushed them to one side and crawled in with Ned. Actually, Ned actually travelled over on the bed.
So you've got Ned as well.
Yeah, Ned's come over as well.
Oh, sweet. So those of you who don't know who Ned is, I suggest you go onto geostuff.com.au, guys. That's right. That website, again, geostuff.com.au, and you'll see Ned. Ned's a very, very astute personal trackable of these guys. So what are you looking forward to most about this weekend?
Crikey. I don't know. Just catching up with everyone. We've caught up with a few of the SA caches over here and a couple of the Victorian caches as well. So hopefully it won't get too mad tomorrow and we'll be able to cope. So.
Yes. And probably the best thing that you can do is go home empty-handed. What do you reckon?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, that way at least we'll have the caravan to ourselves on the way back.
Oh, but you're taking Ned home, aren't you? Ned's still going.
Oh, yeah, but he can go in the car.
awesome, mate. Well, I'll let you get back to your beverage. Enjoy the rest of the weekend anyway, and I'm sure so many people are going to attend this place and have a look at all the geo stores. But, yeah, geostuff.com.au, guys. This is John, and thank you so much.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Guess who I've got now with me? It is none other than Lockie, but I don't know the numbers. G'day, mate.
612, yeah. Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, buddy, good. So he's another Canberrian all the way coming down south from Canberra. And I do believe that you got an FTF down here. Is that correct?
Yeah. We got an FTF with Can Kid and Buffer Gut today. It was a virtual cache that was 4 months unfound, and it took us 24 hours and a five-hour hike and hundreds of kilometres of driving.
So, did you just say a four-month, unfounded FTF, virtual even, down in Melbourne? Now, I know these Victorians down here, and I know what they're like with their caches. How do they leave something unfounded for 4 months, for goodness sake? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I've got no idea. It was pretty crazy, to be honest. But we set it as our main goal for this event, coming down to Melbourne. We saw it there and we thought, let's do it. And yeah, it was a pretty insane experience, to be honest.
Wow. So you said before as well, it took you 24 hours to do this particular cache. And what was you roughly involved in it?
Well, we started at 3:30 yesterday, 3:30 p.m. And we grabbed three of the first three waypoints, I believe. Yeah. And then slept it all off, got up 6:30 a.m. this morning, did a 5 hour hike with a 900 meter elevation, and drove another 3 hours to the last waypoint, and then 3 hours back to this event.
Oh my goodness. See, you Canberrians, people don't understand, but Canberrians, it's the altitude, it's the fact that you guys are so freezing cold in the middle of winter that you can breathe and you can do all these massive hikes with 900 metres worth of altitude and not even get puffed, and next minute, you know, you're here down with us having a barbecue and having a beer. Well done on the FTF, mate. And oh, by the way, I forgot to tell everyone as well, Lockie here, he was the winner, that's right, he was the winner of the Geocoin, the Parkville Geocoin. So I'll grab that for you now, mate. Well done, congratulations, you got the correct answer, and then obviously I drew you out from there. So enjoy your Geocoin as well, buddy.
Awesome, no worries, thank you so much for that.
Cheers, mate, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
G'day, guys. See my shells again here is 9 a.m. Right on Saturday morning, just before the opening ceremony. We already have a path tag swap going on in one of the little outdoor areas. And I'm telling you now, these path tags are getting thrown around like you wouldn't believe. It's absolutely incredible. Let's see if I can listen in a little bit. Okay, I'm just going to join in now. Let's see if I can join in and just interrupt these two actually in the middle of a path tag swap as we speak. So you guys, sorry, just quickly, you guys in the middle of a path tag swap, yeah?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah,
secret
yeah.
Path tag business.
Secret path tag business. So how many path tags do you have?
In my collection, about just on 2,000.
No, what about in your
in
private?
Here,
yeah.
My private, I've got about 10.
10 different ones to swap, and what about yourself?
Several.
So I'm being so rude. So what was your cashing name?
It's Earthbound Chief.
Earthbound Chief and?
Fluff 009.
Fluff 009.
Fuff.
Fluff. Oh, sorry.
Fuff.
With no L.
No L.
My bad. Sorry about this. And how many do you have in your collection?
My husband might listen to this. 3,000?
Is that your personal collection or
that's
your...
That's my personal collection.
Oh,
don't
my goodness.
Tell David, Jeff.
Guys, what I'm actually seeing here, just to let you know, is open folders. I'm seeing tackle boxes, and I'm seeing... I'll let you guys swap anyway. Keep going
Thank
with
you.
It, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. So these path tags are going left, right, and centre. Everyone's swapping each different ones. And, of course, one of the main people here at the path tag swap is... is good old Macamob and all their massive amounts of path tags they have. It's great to see everyone here at the Path Tag Swap. Enjoy your day, guys. Okay, now in the registration hall, and this hall is actually getting packed. We have stalls here. We have the official logbook raffles. We have John here, of course, from gsf.com.au. What else do we have around the other side? And, of course, we've got caching supplies here as well. The boys from caching supplies have brought along. People are looking at doing all the lab caches. We have 20 lab caches down here in Victoria. That's right, 20 lab caches. So I might get my rego pack right now and try and do a couple of these lab caches. Okay, I'm here now picking up my my rego pack. Let's see what we've got in the rego packs.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I remember you.
Yes, you do. this is the official one with the lab. This has got the lab cache ones in it.
It's
right?
In here, yes.
Oh, wow. So 20 lab caches.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And that's for you.
Well, oh, and a hat.
If you can part from your favourite hat.
Oh, I doubt it, but we'll see how we go.
So, guys, just to let you know, I've now got an official Parkville event hat. A beautiful white little hat here, this one. And a bottle of water as well, thank you. That's going to be good out in the trails. And I've got a sign in the official logbook now. So, guys, it looks like the actual the welcoming has actually started, and we've got Day. Day's now on the microphone.
I'd like to give some thank yous out first. First one is definitely to the organising committee, Bernie, Gemma, David, Karen. I don't know where Adrian is. And Steve, of course. They've been fantastic. This whole... thing started about 16 months ago. We started putting this together. It takes a long time to put these together, so these guys have been working on it for that long, and it's great to see that it's finally come to fruition. I'd like to thank all the people behind the scenes, the people who helped write the puzzle caches, the people who helped put caches out, the people who are working behind the scenes and helping the committee to bring this together. It's a wonderful thing to see the whole Victorian community really to put in to bring this thing and produce a mega like this. I'd like to thank the presenters who are presenting the information sessions. They're wonderful information sessions if you get out to them. There's so much things to learn. Of course, I'd like to thank the sponsors, because without the sponsors, these things cost money to put on. And without the sponsors, this thing just would not happen. So that's certainly a big, big thank you to the sponsors, particularly to Caching Supplies and to Cashley, who really, really helped us out. The other big thank you, which I do every year, and I always say it exactly the same way, these things don't run without the volunteers. So the people who put their hand up to work behind the registration desk, to sit up there and direct the traffic and all those little jobs that we need to get done, without that kind of help and input, that stuff doesn't help, doesn't happen either. So I'd really like to thank the volunteers as well. And I'd like to thank you all for turning up too. I'd like to welcome Signal and Fern. Signal's come all the way from the US to meet Signal and Fern in the first time they get to meet each other. Don't take me home, sorry. I'd like to thank our lackey, Nicole. Would you like to say some words?
I'm Nicole. My geocaching name is also Nicole. And I'm super excited to be here. It's my first time in Australia, my first Australian mega. So thank you very, very much to the organizers to put this on and to all the volunteers to make this possible. And thanks for coming, and I'm excited to chat with you. I'll be around. Find me. That's it.
Thanks, Nicole. I'd like to, first of all, just put a note about the information booklet in your event bags. When you pick it up at registration, if you've got any questions, most of the information should be in those brochures. So it's full of stuff. Read it from front cover to back. It's got heaps of stuff about all the different things that we've got happening this weekend. There's a lot of stuff happening. So if you want to get all over it, it's all in that information brochure. Next, I'd like to introduce Karen. Karen has a few words to say about a thing that she's running.
We know that there's quite a few people here who are new to caching or new to Omega, so we've got a group of people available after the opening ceremony. If you want to come and catch up with me, and we can link them in with somebody to give you a run through about where things are and how things work, and just introduce you around so that we get you started. So come and find me after the ceremony and we'll kick you off.
Don't mind me.
Are you put on tilt?
I'm used to Karen talking a lot longer. Now, normally we have a representative from the local council usually to officially open these megas that we have in Victoria. We're doing things a little bit differently this year. We've got someone else to officially open up this mega. They're an iconic Victorian caching team, or iconic Australian caching team. Almost international. royalty is the word. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
They've been caching for, I think, since 2002. Over 30,000 finds. Some beautiful, beautiful hides. I've done quite a few myself. I'd like to introduce Macamob.
Thanks, Dave. Isn't it great to be here at again another Victorian mega?
Yeah.
Mary and I went to the very first Victorian event probably more than 15 years ago now, and we've been going to events as much as we can ever since. For those of you who have seen us at events will know that Mary in particular, without needing the souvenir that's on offer this month, is the team's social butterfly. You'll find her at an event flitting from team to team, saying hello to old friends and meeting new ones, dispensing hugs all around, and of course talking. So here's Mary.
Thank you to the committee for this honour, I think. I feel on this occasion I should say my husband and I. A special hello to the deaf community who are so well represented in caching. Share with you something posted by a Victorian cacher, AW Photo, many years ago. I hope this will not offend anyone's religious sensibilities. It's called the Geocaching Prayer. Our satellites who art in heaven, hallowed be thy waves. Thy signals come, the cache is done, in cities as it is out of town. Give us this day our daily ground zero and forgive us our obsession, as we forgive those who do not cache. Lead us into temptation, but deliver us from derringer. For thine is the bearing, the straight flying crow, and the good hunt forever and ever. Remember, this is a game, although I must admit that we call it our hobby, sport, obsession and addiction. Wear a big smile. Always carry a pen. Ask questions. Go to the various sessions. Remember, we were all newbies once.
Now, Mary and I are delighted to declare the Parkville event
open!
So there you have it, guys. We've got the Parkville event open officially via Macamob themselves.
That's it for the opening ceremony.
It was a great little opening ceremony. We do have so many people here. It's incredible. There's 20-odd lab caches now. We're going to all get done. And I can't believe it. Signal and Fern. So Fern, if you don't know, Fern's the official mascot, possum, in fact, of the Parkville Mega and also Victorian Megas themselves. So the first time they're meeting now. They're nice side-by-side. And everyone's getting some photos with them now, so it's
just
pretty
quickly,
cool.
There will be wristbands for the barbecue.
Out and about here, guys, doing some of these lab caches. They're fantastic lab caches. Who do I bump into? None other than Amiga Man himself. How you going, mate?
Great, mate. What a great day and what a great event.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. Now, Amiga, you got your arm in a sling. Tell me, what's going on there?
Well, unfortunately, it's a cache incident. I know it's very rare to happen, but end of the day, after many caches, on a mountain bike, on a very steep hill. I'm not so sure what happened. I've been saying the bike actually malfunctioned. But next thing I knew, I was in hospital with a broken elbow. But I got the Tupperware. That was the most important part of it.
I was just about to say that. Did you get your name on the logbook? Most important.
Well, when the ambulance officers were there, I said, hey, hold on, guys. Before I go, I've got to get my name in that book. And they were quite understanding about it. Yeah, but it was done. It was done in the end.
So. Oh, good to see you, mate. Good to see you back on your feet anyway. You didn't hurt anything else but your elbow. That's good. Mate, enjoying the Mega so far?
I love it. I mean, I travel around these megas and I love meeting the people and just the atmosphere and how everyone comes together. It's just fantastic.
Mate, it is. So what's your favourite part so far about this one today? I mean, I know it's only day one, but what so far have you enjoyed about it?
I think something I always look forward to at the megas are the lab caches. You know, just there's something different. You really get your brain going and, you know, unfortunately I wish they were around a lot more rather than the megas, but yeah, lab caches are always a highlight for me, definitely.
They are. And 20 lab caches here for this weekend is fantastic. I do like how HQ are putting out 20 nowadays rather than just the plain old 10. Have you done many of these ones around here?
No, I've just got here. I'm just going to catch up with the family. We'll start doing them now. So I've looked at the one at the main entrance there and we'll start going to do the rest now. So,
Mate, absolutely. Well, enjoy anyway, enjoy. So you're from New South Wales, yeah?
No, I'm Victorian. I'm from Melbourne. So.
Oh, here you are. I'm thinking you're from New South Wales. I would have treated you differently. No, I'm only joking, mate. I'm only joking. Well, enjoy the rest of your day anyway. And don't forget, actually, the lab cache, you enjoy lab caches. There's going to be some good lab caches at the Oz Gear Master as well next year.
I've got my name down for that already. I'll be there definitely because last year was just absolutely fantastic. Some of the best labs I've seen were up there, especially that Asylum one. I still tell everybody about that. It was absolutely fantastic. And I look forward to getting up there again.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. But what I enjoyed as well is the state versus state lab cache. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't heard about that one yet.
Oh, really? You have to look at the website, get the Oz Gear Master website. Basically, if you enjoy your lab caches, we have... every single state is going to put together one lab cache to produce at the Oz Geomaster, and then everyone's going to vote for which is their favourite, and we're going to have a perpetual trophy and everything for the state lab cache winner. So what do you think about that?
I think it's going to be great for Melbourne to get that, Victoria to get that cache award this year, and maybe for the next couple of years as well. So I look forward to seeing that great Victorian winning cache.
Well, mate, and if you enjoy your lab cache as well, don't forget you can actually jump on to see your ambassador, the Victorian ambassador themselves. It is actually Sharky fan, I do believe, and you'll see you can actually assist in the making, creation or whatever else of that particular lab cache for Victoria. So jump online and speak to Sharky Finn about that if you're interested. Yeah,
definitely will, and we're good friends, so I'll definitely be checking into that.
Awesome, mate. Well, I'll let you get going. Your family's waiting for you.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
So we've just had the barbecue. It's been absolutely fantastic. Beautiful bread rolls and some really good food, and we've just come out to the side now, and it looks like the day is giving away all the milestone certificates. This is pretty cool. Okay, 21,000 fines milestone for FireSafe. We spoke to him last night at the event. Good to see him being recognised for 21,000 fines.
I don't believe this one either. 25,000 fines. P-Press.
Ah, and P-Press, the man himself, 25,000 fines. Are they even here? Oh, yeah, there they are. P-Press and Kath is here as well.
Yeah.
Next up is the Geocaching Hall of Fame. People who have want to highlight for 15 years plus of service, geocaching service in Australia. Let's see who we've got this year.
This year's inductees, first off the bat, is Team Aspro.
Team Aspro, first off the bat tonight.
Also inducted is Skippy.
Skippy's the next one, off the bat.
Team Red Roo.
Team Red Roo, I'm not sure they're here either.
Team Crackers.
Oh, everyone knows Team Crackers. Well done, Team Crackers. Here he goes. Team Crackers, also known as doing all the fireworks at most of the large events here in Australia.
The Coffees.
The Coffees. And they're actually drinking coffee as we speak. Man, just inducting Everlasting into the Hall of Fame as well. One of our deaf geocachers here, and everyone applauded, as deaf people do, with their hands in the air. And
P-Press
again. And always Peter arm in arm with Cap. So there we have it. There's the new inductees for the Hall of Fame. These guys recognised for 15 years plus service to geocaching in Australia. Wow, so what these guys are doing now is what they call the legends of the game. Unfortunately, they've passed on from us. And the first inductee is Spin Doctors. Okay, we've come back in the hall now, and it looks like the movie's already started. We're watching Treasure. So Treasure, the movie started, and there's probably about 30 or 40 people here, sitting down relaxed. They've got over their drinks, and they're right to go. And the movie's just starting now. Okay, g'day guys. It's Sunday today, day two of this the mega event down here in Parkville. I've come to GZ because there's a lot of sessions down here happening today, and I've just jumped into the GeoStuff store, and I'm actually talking now with Debbie. That's Mrs. Ima Pom. She's actually working today at the store. G'day, Debbie. How are you going?
Great, Craig. How are you?
I'm very good. So tell me, what's this been like this weekend with the handover to John, etc.?
Oh, very proud. It was something that when we were looking for a natural symbiotic transition, we were looking for someone that could give it the passion that we had and take it further. Standing here and working with John and Diane on the stall, we're incredibly proud of what we've achieved and what they're now doing.
It's been great. I mean, you guys have been flat chat as well. Now, tell me, Carl, I saw him yesterday. Why isn't he here today?
So Carl's been banned a bit. He's been sick of late, and so he's been black banned. He'll be here later on to do a presentation on Cachely this afternoon at 2 o'clock. But yes, he has been wife banned today, and he's at home at the moment.
Resting up and resting that leg. Mind you, in saying that, I did see his leg is still on the discovery table. I love that idea.
Yes, that's his original leg, but it did confuse my dad yesterday when he saw it downstairs by the front door and knew Carl was upstairs and went, wait, what? How did he get up the stairs? So we like playing that little trick on our family still. There is more than one leg.
That's great. Well, wish Carl all the best for me anyway. Thank you very much for the chat, and I'll get back to work. It looks like there's more and more customers coming in, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great to see, and we're incredibly proud. So we wish John and Diane all the very best.
Thanks so much, Debbie.
Thanks, Craig.
Okay, guys, I'm here in the main hall, and I've just been accosted by Smurf78 asking me about path tags. How are you going, Smurf?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, you love your path tags. You've asked me if I did a path tag swap, and of course I love doing a path tag swap as well. What's probably your favourite thing about the path tags themselves?
That you can get different path tags from all around the world, and they're all different varieties. They're just fantastic.
They are, and you meet people. I'd say there's path tag swaps that people do online, but I personally prefer face-to-face to you.
Either, but face-to-face is more fun because then you get to see the surprise on their face when they see your actual path tag.
Exactly. Now, I saw your path tag, and I absolutely love your path tag. Explain to me about your path tag and how it came to design it.
Well, it's a Smurf, and it's on a rainbow background. Smurf, because that was my nickname in high school, so I went with a Smurfette. And then I'm part of the gay and lesbian group, so I went with a rainbow pride background with Pride written down the side and my name, Smurf78, down the bottom, i.e. 78 being the year I was born.
Oh, born in 78. You don't look a day over 79. What are you talking about?
Thanks.
Well, thanks very much for the swap. Guys, if you don't know Smurf78, have a look at her path tag. I dare say your path tag is on pathtags.com, yeah?
That's correct.
Yeah, make sure you have a look at Smurf78's path tag, and you do online swaps as well?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I'm telling you now, guys, you've got to swap for this one because it's absolutely incredible. I love the colours, love the time, and thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a lovely day.
All right, guys, it's almost that time. It's almost the closing ceremony, and I have been accosted by someone because of my Facebook page. That's right, guys. If you saw my Facebook page, you would have seen that someone had to chat to me today to win a prize, and that person is none other than the infamous, and I say infamous as he's infamous, is Kai Zabra. Mate, how you going, buddy?
Good, mate. Self?
Yeah, good. So you're down here for the entire weekend. When did you get down here?
I flew in on Monday, fortunate enough to get a bit of work travel in there and extend the stay for a couple of days and take advantage of Parkville. It's my old stomping ground growing up in Melbourne, so love it over here.
Oh, sweet. So you're actually over here for work purposes, is that right?
Yeah, you can call it that. Work purposes. So I get to travel around the country a fair bit with my role and get to choose a time from time as well. So I was managed to swindle this one at this time of year, which was great.
Oh, sweet. So how's this mega been for you, this one, as opposed to all the others that you've been to? You've been to a few, so how's this one compared to the others?
Yeah, I've been to a few. I mean, I started off in Melbourne, one in Cranbourne a few years ago. I've been to Christchurch, and by far this has been a fantastic mega event. Full credit to the organisers. I think they've thought of everything from having bikes available for all the caches that are published nearby, great range of puzzles and challenge caches, and the labs. I mean, you've done them. They're amazing this year. They're really good.
Oh, they were. Actually, you know what, speaking of labs, I heard a little rumour that you're the ambassador for the Oz Geomaster in July next year, is that correct?
All lies, mate, don't believe everything you're told. Yes, I am. So we're already starting to put the feelers out among some of our caches, and a guy by the name of Roy Merck, you may have heard of him in the past. One of our premium caches in WA is having a look at a few things. We're pretty lucky in the West, we've got some amazing hiders over there, so we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, well, I went over to your event, mate, was it last year, I do believe, for the WA Goes Big. Great event, that one as well. And I did manage to do a couple of his caches. So you're talking about the actual state versus state lab cache challenge, is that correct?
Well, it's no challenge. We're going to win this year. Smash it. Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. If the standard's here to go at Melbourne or anything to go by, it'll go uphill. It'll just keep going better and better, and a bit of friendly rivalry between the states never goes astray as well.
I was going to say, what's your idea in regards to the state versus state challenge? Do you reckon it's going to bring out the best in every state, including the most eastern state being New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, we can't forget our friends across the ditch. Most definitely. I think there'll be a bit of friendly rivalry there and a chance for maybe some newer caches to delve into some different ideas and test the waters. And it was good to see the Lackey here, went around and did all the lab caches here, and I think she got some really good concepts. And, you know, a lot of the puzzles here, a lot of the caches here, I can see them out in the field tomorrow. You know, some really good type field puzzles.
Absolutely. And actually, in fact, with some of the lab caches, I did see there was a few logbooks in a couple of lab caches. So those lab caches may be out in the field in the not-too-distant future. Did you get your name in a couple of logbooks?
Well, my name are in the logbooks, whether the logbooks end up staying there. We weren't too sure at the time, so we signed everything we see. You never know where it might end up.
Exactly right. Well, thanks for chatting to me, mate. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot to give you your prize. So your prize for coming in and chatting to me was a one-year premium membership. Now, you are already a premium member, of course.
Of course. Aren't we all?
If you're not, you should be, let's be honest. So 1 year premium membership, mate. So what does it get that to you in terms of how long are you up to now with your premium memberships?
Well, I do mine on a year-by-year basis, not for any other reason. That's just handy to do at that time. So that'll take me on for another year. I'll be 6 years now, I think, 2012. So, yeah, pretty happy with that.
Awesome, mate. Well, enjoy the premium membership, and thanks for the chat.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. I really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you up at the Geomaster this year and possibly Queanbeyan earlier.
Absolutely. Cheers, mate.
So it looks like day has started up now as a closing ceremony. Take it over, day.
And come to Victoria and do our megas. It's four in a row now, and I can tell you we've got the number five playing, and we'll tell you more about that very soon. I'd like to thank all the volunteers. Some of you guys put in a huge amount of work. I've said it so many times, it doesn't happen without them, but you see these guys in the green shirts running around doing everything we ask them to do. Amazing. I'd like to go through some of the big thank yous. We've got some prizes if these people would like to come up if they're here.
These are the people who really put in a lot of work in the information sessions and behind the scenes. I'm going to start off with a Sharky fan. I'd like to bring Bungle up. They look after the information session for the... they already got theirs. Hey, thank you very much, mate. Steve and Steve Stensimic, I can never say his name, Stensimic Mixer, and the Pac-Man who are running the Where I Go sessions. All the way from Norway, we met Bucca Zoom 67, looking after the session for Keisha Tour, which is a really good session. We met the Tritons. Lorraine was looking after the Keisha session, the advanced Keisha session, and Chris was wearing the Fern costume, which was a big ask. We had Oz Glory for the Path Tag Elements design session, which was an amazing session as well. And also designing the Path Tag for the event as well. We had Sir Jay Oz, who did the GSAC session. I believe Jeff from GOA-ANZ, who did the Earthquake session, has probably already got his as well. Yep. Thanks, Jeff. Carl from I Am A Pong, who did the Acacia Beginner session. Pink Piggy 7, who did the session for Project EC. I think he's... We have Warren from Marcus Victorious, who was the signal today over the weekend. Special mention also if Rob MC's here. So he was the one who pretty much organised that amazing geo art. We had 50 something different contributors from all over Victoria and made up an amazing geo art with Rob MC's here. And the committee as well too. We're going to congratulate ourselves on this one. Adrian. Lorraine, David, Karen, Bernie, and Steve. Again, I'd like to thank the sponsors as well too. Casely, which is amazing, it's up on board straight away. 101 Geo, and one of the ones at the beginning was the Melbourne City Council as well too. They enabled us to use a lot of the area around the outside. It was fantastic. Prize awards. Ah, here's a good part. Icy Pole Stick Game, where we had to guess where the spot was. Nearest to the pin was Morks 4. The bingo game was won by Tally Tiger. The letterbox cage game was won by Orfay. The other amazing thing we did was the 40-something plus lead-up events, which were held all over the world in 15 different countries, all over Victoria, every state in Australia. It was an amazing organisation. There were points given for every one of those events you attended, and the winner for that points game was Shorefoot. The next thing we'd like to do, we're not the only mega in Australia, obviously we're not the only large event in Australia, and there's a number of other large events around which we really try and help out, and it's amazing how each of these events, be it the Geo Musters, the WA Goes Big, we all kind of talk to each other behind the scenes and compare notes and bounce ideas off each other. So what we'd like to do is a little bit different. Next year there's a number of events already planned, and we'd like to try and get some of these guys to come up and have a chat to you, just a quick few minutes about what they're doing at their different events that are happening next year. The first person I'd like to bring up is Kitty Catch from to represent the Clear Waters event.
Thanks, Dave, and thanks for the invitation to come up and talk.
We're having a four-day event at Easter next year in Queanbeyan, which next to Canberra. We've got a Greg Shaw's heading up that committee. There's quite a few of us working on games, tours, gadget caches. Still haven't made our mega status yet, so if you're thinking about coming along, please put in a will attend, because we'd really like to get that mega status and be able to offer all that geocaching goodness that comes with that. But otherwise, even if we don't get mega status, many of you may have been to Red Centre. We didn't get mega status for that, and it was a fabulous event. 4 days of camping, powered or unpowered. We've got shirts on, which you might have seen me wearing around on the weekend yesterday. We've got coins, parklets, and a whole lot of fun happening. It's going to be family-focused, lots of children's events, and come early, stay late, and hope to see lots of you there.
Thanks, Catherine. The other large event, obviously, that's happening next year is the Geomuster, which will be happening in July, I think, next year, up in Wollongong. I'd like to invite Craig up here from Sea Shells to have a few words to you about what's happening with them. Thanks, Dave. A big round of applause, firstly and foremost, for this amazing weekend we've had here this weekend. And a big thanks, it didn't thank himself, but thanks to Dave as well for the talking. Dave said was pretty true, and that is we all talk to each other behind everyone else's back, so to speak, and we try and encourage these large events throughout Australia. We want to become like the US. We want to have mega events, more than one, not two, but three mega events next year, if not four WA. So to do that, though, we need everyone's help. We need everyone to log their will attend, if you're coming. We need everyone there to plan those events, plan to come, and make it a big family trip. So, for the Aussie Master next year, it is in the July school holidays, and it is school holidays for all states. It's on the 6th, 7th, 8th of July. It's in the beautiful location of Wollongong. It is in the Carrick Scout Park, so it's a dedicated scout park. There is on-site camping available. There's on-site accommodation like you have here, or you can have, you know, Airbnbs, etc. outside of it as well. Now, what we have is we have things like the Puggle Club. The Puggle Club is an actual dedicated kids club, so it's not just actually kids events, it's actually a kids club, like as in child minding. So you can go out and cash childless. We have things like Trivia Night. Now, Trivia Night is going to be co-hosted by myself and a very, very special guest all the way from New York City, and that is the author of How to Puzzle Cash, Colleen Long. So Colleen Long will be at the event. He'll be there doing book signings. He'll be there holding actually how to puzzle cash seminars, so from beginners to advanced as well. So he's one of our biggest and most favourite so far in terms of our people who are coming along. Obviously, we're going to encourage the reviewers to come along as well, as they always do, because they are fantastic, and we had a great session here today. But apart from that, we have three full days and three nights. Very cheap, very good accommodation, and that's it. So hope to see you all there. Make sure you haven't seen the banner. Make sure you look it up, Wollongong, and it is an actual mega status already from last year as well. So, yes. So, thanks very much, Dave, and hope you too. We'll see you next year in getting Wollongong. Cheers. Also, like to invite up Brett as well, too, from the WA Games Big Three. Have a few words. They do an amazing event over in Western Australia, so never forget about those guys over there.
We've had a bit of a change in our committee over in the West. WA Grows Big has been going since 2013, so this next year will be our sixth year. I think we've resigned ourselves to the fact that, well, we might not get the mega status with that icon. I think it's a pretty mega event. It's hosted over there. We get a lot of people coming from the East quite regularly. All I can tell you at this stage, it'll be the first week of June, which is the WA Long Weekend, WA Day Long Weekend over there. So we'd love to see as many of you over there. Thanks a lot.
The other thing with these mega events as well too, they're often planned quite a long time in advance. So these aren't just happening straight away, like what you see when they get published sort of 6 or 12 months out. There's usually behind that a number of months of planning as well too. And with that in mind, we also have the Easter long weekend in 2020 will be in South Australia for the Geo Adventure. Yeah, pretty much stay tuned for more information on that one. It is happening from what I understand. There is one other big event that's happening next year, and it's going to be published very, very soon.
That'll be our next mega. And it's probably the worst kept secret going around Australia at the moment anyway. But I'm going to invite Lorraine to come up and have a few words for you about what we've got planned next year.
Sonata next year will be on the 16th and the 17th of November. It'll be Victorian's fifth mega. So hopefully it's a little bit different to Parkville. It won't be in the city, it'll be out in the country. Hopefully it'll be as good as Alexandra, where we can all go and get in the cars with our flags on and drive around and grab all the caches. There's already heaps of quality caches there, thanks to a few teams, but obviously we'll put out some power trails and hopefully get some DT happening up there as well. There'll be plenty of things up there. We'll try and get make it as good as this one, and hopefully everybody can make that extra, few hour drive trip to come along and enjoy the festivities. Thank you.
Yeah, Sonata should be quite different for this one. But that's good. Like it's one of the things which we've done all the way through is Cranbourne, Anglesey, Alexandra, here, Sonata. They're all really different, but they're all different styles of caching, and it's good to get out there and try something a little different. We did actually have a competition through the year to see if anybody could guess the location of the 2019 mega, and there were some pretty cool guesses out there actually. We could get some inspiration from them. But there was one guess which was actually 84 metres off the mark. And that was Nantong 34. I think that's pretty much it, guys. So that's the Parkville Mega over and done with. I'm really, again, I'd like to thank you all for coming. Oh, we've got some raffles. I haven't got that on my list. We'll do the Mac and my raffle first. Does Dave or Mary or both want to come up and draw it? We also have the First to Find raffle as well, too. So we raffle this off every year for the right to claim First to Find, and again the money goes to a charity. Our chosen charity this year was the Ronald McDonald House, so all the money and proceeds from this raffle go towards that. And the winner is Ants Misty. Thank you guys for coming, it's been awesome as always.
And that's it, guys. It's all said and done for another year. Wow, St. Arnold's next year. Looking forward to that in November. And don't forget to log your Willetons, etc., on the other major events that are happening all next year, that being the Clear Waters event, the Oz Geo Muster for 2019. We have WA Goes Big, and, of course, St. Arnold's next year as well down here in Victoria. Thanks for listening, guys. This is C. My Shells from GZ of the Parkville Mega. Mayron out.